Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Creative mind, T-High, a.k.a. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South, and you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's what's up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go!
Ooh, I'm kissing the mic. I'm kissing...
You kissing it, man. What's up, y'all?
I'm over here kissing the mic. I'm slobbing on the mic.
Ooh,
two G's. Is that two G's on the mic? My mic sounds nice. What's up, J2?
What's up, ML, man? It's a great day, man. We back on the show, man. Oh,
right.
Man, we have a lot of shit to talk about, ML. You know what, first, I got
to
do the disclaimer.
What, 2 weeks? It's been 2 weeks.
Right. You know, the holidays
was
great.
How's the Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great, man. The turkey that I couldn't, look, I don't know where y'all from, what country y'all from, but if you ever tasted a J2 turkey, you're going to be like, oh, my God, that man know what he's doing. He know what he's doing.
J2 turkey, you know, that sounds kind of weird. Like it's some AI kind of thing.
It's a special turkey. Yeah, that turkey
is
special.
Yeah, I bet it
is
special.
It's so special, it'll melt in your mouth. And in your hand.
Oh, Lord. So, J2, before we get to run our mouths, you got something to say?
We got a disclaimer.
Well, okay, disclaim.
Well, I'm going to disclaim this. The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. These views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity. And that's what up.
That's what up, because we are a Baroque. You know what I'm saying? You can't get blood from a turnip. Well, in the meantime, before I get to running and I can't remember stuff, you know what time it is, J2.
Okay.
It's time for the Gucci Club. Yeah, it's time for the Gucci Club. Hey, it's time for the Gucci Club. Let's go. It's time for the Gucci Club. It's time for the Gucci Club. Hey, it's time for the Gucci Club. It's time for the Gucci Club. Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's
go. Surprise.
Okay.
So, you know, we have to give thanks to those people that listen to us in different countries, and we're so thankful. First of all, we got to thank Blog Talk Radio, because if it wasn't for this platform,
we got to thank Blog Talk Radio. We love y'all.
Man, my mouth is all up in this. I'm telling you. Ooh,
I'm just saying, don't put it up.
I'm thinking of 2 G's while I'm talking on this mic right now. But anyway, so we want to say thank you to everybody that listens to us.
Yeah, we love y'all.
Naval bases, all the Air Force bases.
Right.
You know, we're really, really thankful. And the folks here in the United States, we're thankful. So, J2, do I sound far away? Yes, you do. I was tired of slopping on that knob up there.
You
so,
all right,
so I'm ready to shout out Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, Japan. Peru. China. They started to let up on that their little thing out there with the people, the sick people and the COVID stuff. They're trying to not be so tight on their restrictions. So, man, did you hear it? Well, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Canada.
Okay. Canada.
South Africa. Germany.
Germany.
India. Zimbabwe.
Tanzania.
Uganda.
Wakanda forever.
Okay. Kenya.
Kenya.
Argentina. Romania.
Netherlands.
Okay. Croatia.
What? What'd you say?
Croatia. and the United States of America. We just want to thank everybody. Thank you. Because you
thank
know
you,
we ain't nothing but a bunch of nut nuts over here, for real.
You ought to know.
For real, for real. So before we start talking about famous people, I was going to tell you about what's been going on or what went on with me. I'm trying to fix this mic because I'm tired of having my mouth all up in it.
Okay, you're sounding better right there. Well,
I know, because 2G's is all there. He's right there.
Something going on in the commercial break.
2G's is right there. He's in my nose. He's in my mouth.
2G's is right there.
He banged the baby. I'm telling you, he's all in my nose. Okay, so.
I know what you're saying.
This is the 8th week of the girls of the Academy. And next week is next week is the last week. And so they're doing, now they're getting their hair, their heads, the little fake heads that they have. They're creating hairstyles. I'm telling you, it has just been so amazing to watch develop. And you could see it in the pictures and the films that I would take each week, and how they change, their personalities change. Yes,
right,
it's nice.
Right.
It's real nice. So congratulations
Oh, Big Mouth, can we give them a hand clap for doing a good job listening to, you know, the people that, you know, come. Let's give them
a hand.
You're doing a good thing, Big Mom. She really is.
And every time I look up, either she's at some kind of board meeting somewhere, or she's at her salon doing hair. I'm like, I ask her all the time, do you ever sleep? Because it doesn't seem like it. For Thanksgiving, they was man down over there at that house, though. All of them was
man,
sick.
Man down.
All of them was sick. She said they had ordered a pizza on Thanksgiving and didn't eat that until Saturday.
Wow. So,
right.
Yeah, that'll happen to you.
Yep. And what else is it? Oh, the twins. They celebrated their birthday. You know they always got everything so grand, right?
Okay.
Because on their first birthday, they rented out a villa in Mexico and a mariachi band for their very first birthday.
Did they even remember the mariachi?
That's to give you an idea of how their birthdays, they're not normal birthday parties.
Wow, okay. I can get the gist.
So
I
this
my mom
year,
and dad, I didn't have no mariachi. I had a hoopahachi.
Karaoke. Jeez, I didn't even have that.
Karaoke.
I had a cake with blue icing on it. That's
hey,
what I had
hi,
on my birthday.
How you doing? Right.
So
they had a party where
I don't know if they had invited their whole school to attend, because it was 50 kids.
Wow.
It was 50 kids and their parents. So, you know, times that by two.
Oh, and the parents.
And all of us that were there helping. They had the popcorn stand, the cupcake stand. They had a DJ. It was really, really nice. So big up to the twins for giving the party of the year, a little kid's party that
you
was the party of the year.
Big up.
They had all kinds of little things that glittered at night and shit. It was
I didn't
cool.
get no hat. Where my hat at?
Well, it's on this way.
It's
on
my
this
hat.
Way.
No, you know, we need to talk to D. We need to talk to D, Triple D.
Right. Oh, and you know what else?
Yeah, where my hat?
I wanted to update you on that I didn't get a chance to talk to you about. So the testing with Loyola has gone extremely well. I met with them this week, and it looked really good. Okay? So, but, well, I guess the day after Thanksgiving or last week, whatever it was, well, they had to go do a CT scan on me. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Well, they injected the dye, and the lady says, ma'am, this dye may make your body kind of warm right now. And I said, okay, that's not right. I'm good with that. So they put me in the machine, and they rolled me in and rolled me back out. And then she comes on the speaker and says, okay, now we're going to inject the dye. I was like, okay.
Okay.
So I'm laying there, and I can feel this dye moving through my arm, through my chest, through my stomach. And then all of a sudden, it felt like, you know, like a water balloon. When you fill it up all the way and it's hanging with hot water, but it was hot water. I started yelling, my coochie, my coochie, my coochie's hot. They're like, ma'am, we told you your body was going to be hot. I said, but you didn't tell me that my coochie, I'm telling you, I was like, I need a cigarette right now. That was the best.
That's
the best orgasm.
I need to come see the doctor more often.
Me? What? That's what I'm telling her. So I have to come out here a little while. Like you said, a little more often.
But look, y'all don't listen. Just put that in the back of your mind.
Put what in the back of your mind? I'm telling you, it was the best orgasm I had had in a long.
Whoa.
And you could feel it moving, and it felt like my coochie was swelling up like a balloon.
It was moving. It was swelling up.
Man, now watch me twerk.
It was doing.
And watch me nay nay. Whatever.
Where do you get that iodine in? I need to be selling iodine.
I'm telling you.
Where you get that iodine, man?
Hey,
man, I got that iodine.
The other day, Martha,
it's going to hook you up.
The other day, I was
you don't even need a nigga.
And Ethel and I was at the grocery store, and I looked up, and all of a sudden, I guess her panties drew up, and all of a sudden, she was and she started saying, my panties done went up my butt. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey. Look. Just pull your little creek out.
What'd you say? Pull your creek out.
Right. Pull that out, man. Your shit drawn up, man.
So what's been going over there with you before we start talking about this nonsense, craziness.
Well, you know what I want to talk about? You know who just got out of jail?
No.
Miss Grana. Miss Grana.
Who?
I got to give a big shout out to Miss Grana. She made it back to the States, man.
We'll talk a little further about that.
Out,
I'm talking about what's been going on in your life right now.
Oh, me right now, you know, I'm just trying to, get to whence I was, you know, it's a slow process, you know. It's a slow process.
I was working on Thanksgiving.
We got the apartment, you know, we started from nothing to something, you know. And we got the apartment.
I was working on Thanksgiving,
Oh, my goodness. Thanksgiving was awesome.
What else you worked in your life other than just work?
Hey, man, I'm just a simple man. But, you know, I work on Thanksgiving, so I have my plate, like, pre-order. But, you know, I know everybody, you know when turkey is good? When you don't have no turkey left over.
Oh, I ended up making a chicken, because, you know, I did the roasted, what you call it? And I broke that down
into... the hen, right? Not the hen. Cornet,
and then I made chicken salad out of it.
Okay, with the leftovers.
And it was good.
What, did you put, what, apples in there and some raisins?
No, I ain't put no apples in there. I don't eat no fruit in my tuna salad.
No, that's what the bougie brothers and sisters do. They put the apple in there. Don't they? My mama bought some from them, you know, with the apples and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mama, what you doing?
Well, ew. Well, anyway, so on that note, we will come back and chit-chat about what's been going on in the world.
Roger that.
I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And then we'll come back from there.
Already. You know, free Britney.
Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, Unit Number 3, Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon, the ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
You hear what I said? The ultimate personal
And at sunset and the night falls and the hoes call. Pulled up at 6:30 and at 7:45. As he waving shorty high, you know he's showing his bling out. She got in the car, he drove, he pulled his thing out. This girl called feeling she mad, she threw the ring out. How she found out, she dreamt the whole thing out. Y'all be going through problems, you gotta work the kinks out. When you go to sleep, what do you think about? If y'all get a divorce, she gon' take everything except the kitchen sink out. Make it so cold that you gotta pull your mink out. Or grab your roller skates and turn a roller rink out. You now back up in the club trying to ming out. Meanwhile, she out, doing the same thing now. Nightmares from your dream, gal. Make you scream out.
Still dreaming.
Make you scream out. Yeah, dream. What, 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. What, 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true.
How you a man waiting for the next man to get rich? Your plan is to stick out your hand real quick. So if he feeds your family and he serve you shit, then he need that head you get and he deserve your bitch. Since you wishing cash fall from the sky all your life, dwelling on the past when you was alright, when you was getting cash but wasn't too right. Now you're locked down, you feel like busting them shells. Nobody owe you, you can't do nothing for self. What niggas to show you how to come up with green? I schemed since I'm 14, what the fuck was your dream? Rent a car, little bras, saying you was seen with little niggas, little chain. You was doing your thing, how high was I? You the thousand sky that came around thinking we could see eye to eye. We on a different echelon, cause it got bread together, now you get to get it on. So keep dreaming.
Yeah, what, 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. What, 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true.
She had several cars, she had credit cards and castles, large master bathroom, getting the pedicure, Bellini by the glass full, said she been meaning to ask to and need a cash rule, who can blast tools, and I'm eating cashews, knew she was bad news, but we mad cool, nothing sexual, cause I knew it was high school, grew up with my dude, like one of my crew, she worked for Fox News, one of her men that she lends her drive to, won't come back with it, so she want him clapped in it, says it's important that it looks like an accident. She was snorting and her eyes had bags in it. She was recording, had a wire axe and shit. 4 days before I came by, she got bagged with bricks. Crossed the line from her world of newscast into a world of entrapment. A good girl, going back, still dreaming. Still dreaming.
What, 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. What, 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true.
Dreaming.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Dante the Great, one half of the legendary group Mood, one half of the legendary group Space Invaders. You tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with J2 and Big Mouth, and that's what's up.
That's what's up. Hello, J2.
What's up?
What's going on over there with you?
Well, what's going on?
I'm in love with my microphone. I am so in love with my microphone.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to look up, you're going to say, what you doing? I said, I'm on a date with my microphone.
Okay, you're on a date with your microphone. Okay, let me say
you know what?
You know,
real quick.
You know I have
night,
you know what? What?
Trying, can you hear me? I'm not trying to be too loud. But last night, did you hear my message about trying to eat my dinner?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you about trying to eat my dinner. I was trying to eat my dinner last night, and I kept hearing this rhythmic sound like movement above my above my head.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, either they're running in place or they're saluting on their own. Saluting, I'm just saying that to be nice. You know what I'm talking about? Or
that was having a good evening, or she was having a
yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay-ing away. And I'm thinking, I think they was either yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay-ing up there, or they was drawing the curtains back and forth. I don't know what to say, but because it was very rhythmic, you know what I mean? You know when people be doing the grown folks, they
know,
got rhythmic.
You get into the whoopie woo.
They was whoopie woo.
Get into the whoopie woo.
That's what it sounded like. I was like, oh my God.
You were like, oh, well, you had to put the pillow up your head, like, okay, I ain't, where am I at? Where am I at? Let me get some.
Oh,
let me
all
get
right.
Some.
So let's get into this international news, J2.
Uncle. You already know who I'm rooting for, right?
Well, before we go into the news, we want to talk about the people that are no longer here with us. So we lost Irene Cara, you know, better known for the fame and all that stuff. So she passed away this week. We lost her. And then we lost Kirstie Alley. Remember her from Cheers? She used to be on Cheers. She passed away. I think she had cancer, and it went really fast for her. Like, she got her diagnosis, and maybe like a week later, she was gone. You know, she's part of that, she was, part of Scientology. So they're such a secretive group of people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's part of the Scientology.
Huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who knows? Well, you know, there's going to be leaks coming out here and there, I'm sure, that we'll hear that.
Right. That's something
in your future. And then one of the original cast members from Sesame Street, he was named Bob Graff. He passed away.
Oh, man.
I think he was like 91. Now, he was on Sesame Street when I was little. So that was back in... I ain't going to date myself, but that was back in the day.
Well, that predates me with Sesame Street, man. Oh,
like,
my God.
Is,
everybody loves Sesame Street.
What?
Predates
what
me. I'm like, oh, he's been in the game for a long time.
Yeah, he was like 91. So,
right.
You know, we're sending out our condolences to all the families. And we're very thankful for what those individuals have given to us and the various types of cultures, from school-age culture to music to dance to all that. So
yeah, all of it. Fashion culture, you know, fighting through adversity, the whole nine.
Yeah. You know what they said? That Irene Cara had become like a hermit. Like, she wouldn't come out the house and stuff. And trying to get her to come out the house was very hard. She became a hermit. And then with this COVID stuff, she really wasn't trying to come out of the house or be around, be around people.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do the same thing, man. Come on, man.
So, all right, J2. What you want to talk about, J2?
You know what I want to talk about. You know, we talk about international news. We get, you know, our peace and blessings to the families. And I hope you guys, you know, seek the Lord and let them bless. Let them bless. They go into the better place.
All right, but there's something that's been eating you up.
Miss Griner is out, man. They released Miss Griner.
BG is on her way home.
I'm
I was listening to Plies earlier today. He's a fool.
What'd
you say?
You're going Air Force One on it. I'm talking about you got your love. You home.
The president.
I'll be asking for everything. Look,
I want her up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, I need about 10 pair of new Nikes.
You better come home and sit your ass down for
give
me $500,000. You know what I'm saying? Come home, sit down, be quiet, and get yourself together, because I'm sure she's gone through quite a bit. I'm sure she has to be
come free. Come on, man. They sent her
to
a concentration camp where they get free labor and stuff. Man, come on.
Well,
how you gonna
I
do
was
somebody
listening to
like
Plies
like, really?
This morning, and you know, Plies is goofy as hell. He was talking about he got a new nickname for President Biden. So
what he called?
I lost my train of thought that quick. Oh,
that big
no.
State.
Oh, big state. That's what it was. Big state.
Big state.
Big state.
Big state.
Big state.
Let's go, Biden.
They got to give it to him look, as much as they talk about him and what he would not do and what he could not do, he came through on their ass and said, boom. Ain't said shit.
Get that girl out of there, man. Yeah, but look, but the wedding family,
everybody.
But Paul, he tried to get the boy out too, though. He tried to get the Marine, but, you know, that's like security type information. They still trying to extract some information from him. So, you know, that's a different circumstance.
Big up
but then,
the big state, Biden.
But everybody talking about
this. And no more marijuana cartridges, girl, okay?
No more countries with marijuana.
Exactly.
Just don't go to no other countries with marijuana. Get it from there or something. Don't go on a plane with none of that. That's the lesson.
Come to Chicago where you can smoke for free. And not be free, but you know, free more freelier or freer. Y'all know I can't speak right now. Flexibility. How about that?
Oregon.
So, did you hear that Kevin Jr. is either getting evicted or was evicted from his $2 million condo. He didn't own it. He rented it.
You talking about Wendy Williams' son?
Yeah, Wendy Williams' son.
Oh, okay. Wait. Okay. So if, wait a minute. You Wendy Williams' son and you getting evicted. What's going on?
Well, because his mama had paid his rent up for a year. And I'm sure she didn't expect things to turn out probably as it has. But anyways, in the meantime, her money's locked up. Remember that whole stuff with the bank? It's on lock. So he hasn't been able to pay his bills either. And neither has his daddy because they haven't been giving him
any. They don't know that.
Say it again. Hello. JT?
Yes, I'm here. They don't know what's going on with Wendy Williams. So
no,
she's
not
got
really.
Out of mind, but they locked the money up.
Yeah, you think I'm lying. You play whatever you want to. What, I had a friend, he's, well, I ain't going to say it on the air, but yeah.
What you call it, though? They got a custode. What you call it?
A guardian, like, it's like a guardianship, custodial over her money.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, I'm on my mind.
You so silly.
So her son is like in jeopardy because they locked the money up because the custodian saying, nah, we ain't gonna give you no money.
Right. And who knows? She could have been playing this whole time, making it seem like, you know, she has no control and doing that and not wanting for her ex-husband to get alimony. Because I'm sure she don't want to take care of him and that woman and that baby.
Right. Well,
she did that for 8 years.
He's been knowing that woman or whatever.
Well, he was going up and down the street and stuff and flaunting around, out
there. He walking the dog, I'll be back.
Right. I'm going to get some gum. I'm going to the store.
Right.
And not coming back. Oh, I ain't going to talk about that. I was going to tell you a story about going to the store.
Well, I mean, like I said, they didn't like Wendy. Just gone and leave us with the situation alone, man.
Well,
I was going to do all of that
Wendy,
stuff.
I hope things work out. I'm sorry for her son, but,
Yeah.
He's going to have to either downsize a $2 million. I thought I was living high on the hog in my apartment.
How old was Howard?
He's 22 or 23.
With a $2 million condo, you don't know what to do with a $2 million condo at 23.
Why you just can't have a regular $1,000 condo or $3,000 condo with a $2 million condo?
Man. A $2 million. Look, this is your first start off condo. You're like a $2,000 condo or something.
Exactly.
Learn how to treat that right, and then I'll increase your shit.
All right. So.
Why you gotta have a $2 million? Oh my goodness, he must have been having parties there. Wait a minute. Unless what mama was paying for everything and you ain't got no job.
And what from the look he didn't have to. He's her only child. Think about it. He is her only child.
Right.
So if she wants to spoil him and he don't have to work and because they got the money, then that's how it is.
Trust fund, baby.
Okay.
But you know what? He should have took care of it, though. But, you know, even if mom did, you know, he probably already knew. Mom probably already told him, hey, man, I'm going to do this.
And maybe she did.
Maybe
she didn't. Who knows? I don't know.
Maybe she was like, I'm tired of everybody milking me.
Okay, for real.
Right.
Really real.
Real thought. Look, I'm tired of everybody putting it. Get your hand out of my pocket.
And start blowing, because my father used to always say, just start blowing bubbles so people stay away from you or stick your finger in your nose.
Yeah.
So they think you're crazy. Walking up
yeah,
and down
crazy.
The street that night in D.C., I said, okay, I'm blowing bubbles.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
yeah,
so
he, silly. Yeah, I ain't messing with him. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Okay. Well, we got to talk about we have something in Atlanta that's going on right now.
Oh, yes. Warnock, he won. Yay, he won.
Yeah, okay. So everybody, you know, Herschel Walker, people want to make groceries.
Okay, gross.
You know, people want to make groceries.
Oh, vampires.
But, you know,
I'm glad
what
I
won.
What
do you think that means for the
werewolf? Did you hear the one he said about, oh, you know, They call me a coon. They say coon is a bad thing. I'm from the South, but the coon is the smartest thing. What the hell is you talking about, bro?
What are you talking about?
He said the coon was the smartest animal. He was from the country, and he knows. Thank God.
We just need you to sit down, man. Keep on doing some push-ups.
Huh?
Yeah, you don't need to be in politics.
No. We need to be in getting a vasectomy and stuff like that.
You might need a whole mind transplant or something.
Cuz 48%.
You know what? He just needs to go out and buy him some groceries.
Can you believe that? 48%.
But he just might need to just go buy some groceries.
So that should let you know the state of mind out there for somebody, for 48% of the population to vote for him. And most of the counties are red counties. So a lot of them don't even have indoor plumbing or even electricity. Those counties, those red counties that voted for him.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know what you want to say, but we ain't going to say it. But, yeah.
Okay.
When you just got to go make groceries, you know what candidates you're talking about.
Oh, for real. For real.
Right.
So thank you. All that does is gives us a majority rule by one, meaning they have it a little easier when trying to pass stuff. But it's the House that they're going to have. Is it the House? Am I saying it right? They're going to have issues with. Because the Republicans are running, I think, the House? Yeah.
Oh, the Senate.
I think I'm saying it right.
They got the House, right? We're talking about Congress and then the Senate. Those are two different entities.
Yeah.
But Congress,
it's 51-49 within the Senate, and I think it's 50-50 in the House. I think I'm saying
okay.
It right. I hope so. So anyway, your boy got to shell out some money, bro.
Huh?
You hear me? I said your boy got to shell out some money.
Who got some money?
Ye has to spend $200 million, I think it is, in child support.
$200 million, man. Well, he got the money between him and Kim. He got the money.
Can you imagine?
But that boy's going on the deep end.
He's $50 a day. $200 million.
He is about to go to the dark place. What you call it? The sunken place.
Okay, for real.
Oh, get out. Yeah, he's about to go there, man.
That fool was on TV talking about, and he had that thing on his head. Did you see it? It looked like a sock.
I need to post it up.
He's worn it before. And he was talking about how he loved Nazis and just craziness. Bless his heart. You know, it's the,
wrong with the boy.
Amy Winehouse syndrome. It is. We are watching him burn. And it's so sad. It really is sad at this point.
You know Beverly's finna call in right now.
Oh, you know she out there. She
yeah, you know Beverly's finna call in right now. Don't be talking about Kanye.
She out there, and I'm sure she hears us.
Beverly, you
listen
to call in right now. Call in right now. I want to hear what you got to say.
All right. So in the meantime, day two, we'll come on back and maybe Miss Beverly
yes,
will miraculously appear. We don't know.
I hope she will.
We shall see.
That's
what's
up. My only stretch for knowing my nature once said, if you ain't from the ghetto, don't come to the fucking ghetto. But I'm going to let one of our most immaculate tall guys take us all through the ghetto. My nigga Rick James.
When I was a young boy, growing up in the ghetto, hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas, looking for the cute chicks, trying to find me big fun, looking for some trouble for anyone who gave me some. I was young and crazy
in the ghetto,
didn't know what my life would be
in the ghetto.
I was dumb and oh so lazy
in the ghetto.
Something had a spell on me
in the ghetto.
You wanna know what I'm talking about?
We be taking them chances while we search for the answers. We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking motherfuckers. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets. They be popping off out of shit. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can blast the heat. Always up to no good. So all of my fam could eat in the hood. We hungry. Hey nigga, we playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It be good if it's on it. We will take if we want it. See niggas from the ghetto got a different state of mind with a different kind of hustle. And we ill with the grind and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine and the struggle. Thus the money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood, gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me. Gotta love it. We'll be getting in that street shit. Hustle hard, try to get money quick.
In the ghetto.
It's where I got my name from. I learned to get money and I got all my game
in
from.
The
it's where you eat with a bunch of the wolves and get to hustling as hard as you could.
In the ghetto.
Until your cake stack and shit'll get good. Throw a block party for the whole hood.
In the ghetto.
With them burnout cellies, talk crazy, sell drugs in front of poncho deli. Crack head chicks still smoke with babies in their belly. In the prison elevators till the lobby all smelly.
In the ghetto.
It's where I keep my ratchets, get my instincts and survival tactics. Ain't nothing like a hood, nigga. I don't care. You survive it in the ghetto, you can make it anywhere. Gotta love it. To my East Coast niggas,
clap your ghetto.
West Coast niggas,
clap your ghetto.
Midwest niggas,
clap your ghetto.
Down South niggas,
clap your ghetto.
To my East Coast niggas,
clap your ghetto.
West Coast niggas,
clap your ghetto.
Midwest niggas,
clap your ghetto.
To my Dirty South niggas,
clap your ghetto.
Even though they act rude, you'll always find a good chick to hold a brick for they do. Behind the bullshit, me and my clique on the move. We honor the code of the street and live by the rules. It's where all of the hoods at. Find the most crooks and they sell the most drugs at. Where you find beautiful women and rugrats. Some of the most powerful people, I love that. Come on.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horst and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
This is George Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
That's what's up, J2.
That's what's up.
So real quick, we do have a caller, and we're gonna visit. Okay. We're gonna pull her in. But there was a couple of things that we need to hit on before time runs out on us. First of all, Ted Cruz's daughter recently was rushed to the hospital for self-inflicted cutting wounds. So she's a cutter.
Wow.
And she's only 14, which means she has some kind of depression or something is happening. My point of this is, you know, mental health is really, really rampant. It's rampant. Because weren't you talking about some patrol guy?
Committed
suicide?
On the news today that, a lot of the patrol officers that patrol in the border of Texas have died by suicide. So mental health is real, Big Mouth, and we really want to be advocates of that. So if you're struggling with thoughts of self-harm or worried about a friend or maybe even one of your loved ones, you know what? Help is available. So if you need some help, I want you to call the National Suicide Prevention Line, Lifeline, at 1-800-273-8255. That's TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. For free, confidential, and emotional support, man. If you need some help, man, it's 24 hours
call
a day,
that number,
7 days a week.
For real, for real.
Yeah.
And then there was another thing that I stumbled across, and I want you to listen to this. And I open it up to my callers. Feel free to call in. What's the number, J2?
Well, for the call-in number?
Yeah. You don't know by heart? It's 563-999-3477. So listen to this, and then I want you all to give me your opinion on this. This is for tonight.
Okay.
Talk about this.
And also,
but
they can go to 988
right now. So, yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about prime time. So by now, everybody's heard Deion Sanders decided to take his talents to the University of Colorado. And must I say, my folk are pissed. It never ceases to amaze me. We scream and yell about people in our culture, especially black men, getting opportunities that they are never afforded. But when somebody gets one, now we're pissed.
Right.
So let me get all this straight. Deion decides to come to Jackson State, a popular HBCU who just hasn't won in a long time. Your football facilities are barely hanging on. You really don't have packed houses for every game. And here comes prime time. And what does he do? He takes half his salary, gives back to your school to build your program up, to help finish the facilities that you guys started. Then he proceeds to team up with Walmart to get millions donated to your school. And let's tell you how that looks. Oh, it don't stop there. Coach Prime goes to the CEO of Under Armour, works out a deal to get Jackson State $1 million worth of game gear. So every week, you guys could dress different. Brand new uniforms, brand new helmets, every week. Oh, it don't stop there. Then Prime proceeds to get up with his friend Michael Strahan and says, hey, man, could you look out for us, maybe donate some jackets and slacks so that we don't go on the road looking like the Bad News Bears? Prime is out here leveraging every entity and person that he knows that can help him push Jackson State to a higher level. I even heard somebody have the audacity to say Coach Prime is just like all the other coaches. He come to the school, milking some of his resources, and then dips off. Really? It looked like to me he brought all the resources to the school. He left you in a better state than you were when he came. What do you want from
the
man?
That's right, bro.
And this is what's really crazy. We want something out of Coach Prime that the people who went to HBCUs don't even do. What's one reason HBCUs from every area are on the decline? Lack of funding. And where does a big source of that funding come from? It comes from funding from alumni. So let's look at that. Deion went to Florida State. He didn't go to an HBCU, but you did. So let's see what you donate.
All right. So that's truth. That's truth right
there. That's so true. You can't deny that. That is, he brought Jackson. I'm a Jackson State student. Okay, I went to Jackson State, so yes, I know all about it. And the everything wasn't right. You know, we just had to work with what we got. We're not University of Colorado or Oregon or K State or something like that. We HBCU. We got to work with what we got. Once again, eating chitlins.
But he brought resources. It ain't like he didn't do anything for the school. Let me pull in the call real quick and see what she's got to say, all right?
Okay, let's get it.
Hello, Miss Steph. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. What's up, Big Mouth and you, J2?
What's up? Who are we talking to? This Miss Bam.
That's Miss Bam.
What's up? Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Hey, listen, I had the hardest time getting on. Finally, I just went to my iPhone and put in the number, and here I am. Hi. Well, listen, I have several comments, so I'll get to it. Let's go. Let's say praises to Brittany Griner for getting home. That's a blessing. That's a good blessing. Praise Atlanta. Herschel Walker can go on back to Texas. But right. I was listening today about Herschel Walker, and there were 68, I hope the numbers are right, almost 68 or 67 million white women that voted for Herschel Walker.
Which came up to a 48-point-something percentage.
We
now, think about that. And people say, why did you vote for him? And someone said, because he does exactly what we tell him.
Wow.
He's just another soldier, another foot soldier. That just going, you know, bypass. He ain't got a lot of education. That's okay.
But let him tell it.
You know,
yes. Is a good thing. They're smart animals. Idiot.
Absolutely. So now, and the next thing to yay. Kanye, the mothers, donors, mothers in Chicago are still burning candles and praying for Kanye to come home.
You need a lot of prayer, Mom.
And all the stuff that he said, he needs help. We know he's mental.
He needs a lot of help.
You talked about mental illness. You segued right into, we know.
Right,
you
need to call 988.
A lot of geniuses are mental. Most geniuses are mental. They're right on the
path. Right. What they say,
that's
the closest thing to insanity is, what is it?
Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result.
Absolutely. And so Kanye has no one to listen to now. Long ago, he used to listen to, many years ago, he loved Malcolm X. But see, there's no one for he's listening to, and he's been in that world. So, but we are, well, they are saying, Kanye, they say, put it in the world. Just come home and build the South Side. Build your Mecca and put yourself on the map and F all that other stuff. You know what I mean?
So,
wait, you know,
what are you doing about?
He's just nuts.
He's
just
focused.
It's
a flaming building going down. Is what it is. I hate to say that. So what about this little opinion thing I got going on right now?
Okay. About Deion Sanders?
Yes.
Like my mother used to say, one monkey don't stop no show. If he left a mark there, keep on stepping and keep on stepping. Go on to Colorado. Do whatever you can do. See what you can do there. And okay, you know, one monkey don't stop no show. Let him go and feel good about it. You know, it's okay.
Be thankful for what he did for the college.
You're right, absolutely. And keep on stepping. My mom used to say, one person's monkey, one don't stop no
don't
show.
Stop no show.
So,
Well, look. Can I say something? Let me say something real quick. He came in with his resources to build Jackson State up, and once again, I'm a recipient of Jackson State, you know. I went to Jackson State. So I can understand that, like, he came in and said, hey, the circumstances don't look bleak. They look bleak. So
did he build?
Let me put my money into it. And then you got Walmart on there. He got Walmart $1 million. He had who else? Under Armour, giving new uniforms.
Yeah,
and
for them.
And stuff. Yeah, so I think it's a great thing, but, you know, people looking on the other end of it, just like you're saying about Kanye West, you know, he did his thing in the hood. If you haven't been to Jackson State, it's in the hood.
He's mentally ill.
It's in the hood.
He needs to come home. He needs some mother black loving. you know, he needs some soul. He's got to get out of that world. He's got all that money. He needs to come home and get some black souls and settle down and build from inside out. Build Chicago, the South Side. Let us cover him. He needs to be covered in the black spirit of the mothers. If not,
he needs prayer.
He may hurt himself.
Well, on
something
that
happened
note,
to
y'all.
Him.
He needs a lot of prayer, and you are definitely doing that for Kanye.
We will come on back. I'll be
get
right back to
back.
Talk. And that's
get
what's up.
Back.
And that's what's up.
What's up?
It's your
that's
boy.
Up?
Hey, man, so far I've been listening to your album, and I ain't heard nothing you kick back and smoke a beady to, you know? Yeah, like that. Some of that mellow shit. Some of that shit that make bitches drink. Make niggas think. Help you check a fat ass bank. So why don't you kick some of that shit, nigga, only you know how.
I'm barely standing, and plus my second hand say it's midnight. Some Alizé and Chris Dale guaranteed to get right. Like misdemeanors is a small thing. With DJ Quick in this bitch, I let my balls hang. Running through the street like, it's me like. Young nigga, get your mind blown, show them what it's G like. Around the corner in Slide Vegas, or better yet like Reno. Niggas popping, welcome to our casino. Cause you and me know, 100% like casino. Looking for a bitch that's half black and Filipino. And when I meet her, I'm all bust the windows. I'm kissing out the window of a pearl white limo. Don't wanna be your man, I'm your nigga, touch me here, I get bigger while I'm digging, I get deeper to your liver, I'm game tight, love fucking bitches in the same night, my words are aphrodisiac, if you say I'm right, the club ain't proper, so I'm dropping at the Fat Burger, look through the paper, it's another black crack murder, the city's full of surprises, you can live or you can die, you can fuck on the first night, or drop in the late night.
Tramp. I clock rocks in the rain till my socks are damp. Ain't nothing like being a thug when I could just sit on a row of death straight knowing that I'm blessed. Hussein fatal, flawless fatality. Overdosing on crime, 3 steps from reality. Get up, take it down, represent the town. Last night was popping like cock clocks for Hollow City. Who the cause of bail sheets? There ain't no telling if I wake up in the county in my jail sheets. My intuitions and ambitions up in the late night probably involves me coming up or just to see another day. Might be me who fights the bullets. Any street swear, man. Journey with crooked cops and a society trying to burn me like a pit in a cage. Fitting my shells in a cage, deadly as AIDS. Niggas getting coarse like a maze. I picture me living my life like a king. Maybe one day until then I'm living Monday through Sunday. Bringing the gunplay for all these beats and battles. When we collide, I'ma ride on that high like cattle. Cowards cut the shit battle. We'll be late
night.
Niggas and lolos pursuing mohos and go homes. A life of a California star. And when you see me in the drop top tag, how many niggas wanna be? Game is automatic, mandatory. I fail to live and die, survive. But with a story to tell, cause when you get your son riches, watch for dumb bitches that had you labeled a rapist before you get the tongue. It's a mean world, nigga, you strapped. But be a throwaway. Will I survive the late night? Just to go today. Nobody knows me, I'm a shadow. My army fatigues made for battle. Pockets full of ammo, cause when I'm out in the streets, I'm on point with a static. Now we automatic. I disappear whenever heated. Ride whenever needed. For my niggas up in Clayton getting beaded. Continue to roll until I'm old. Ride until I die. Supply long as you motherfuckers buy. My homies roll by in the bucket. But they ain't sure to duck this type of niggas. No for telling bitches to fuck with the
life.
I look fly, and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly, or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Oh yeah, this is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Big Mouth.
Oh, really?
And J2. So I'll pull Miss Bev back in. We can finish up our conversation.
Okay.
Real quick. All right, hold on, here we go. Ms. Bev, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Now, I'm sitting here in my area.
All right, Ms. Bev.
So,
can you hear me?
You sound far away, Ms. Bev.
Can you hear me now, better?
No, you really sound like you're kind of far away.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I'll send 2 G's over there.
I'm going to turn this off. And I've got, can you hear me now?
I'll share.
Well, anyway.
You sound better, Ms. Bev.
Better? Okay. I've got in front of me the TV, a smart TV, and if you say too many things, it'll come on. My iPad over there with YouTube. I'm listening to Urban View on that. Dr. L. Sharpton Loudmouth, who's got a book coming out. Uh-oh, see, that's what I'm talking about, because I'm trying to cut off some of this stuff.
All the technology. All right,
okay,
Ms. Bev, get on your...
I got it off.
Okay, because once I get it straight, and then we'll pop back over there with you in a second.
Baby, is it better now? I got everything silent.
You sound kind of far away. Play with your audio for a minute, and I'm going to come back with you, all right?
Oh, I thought everything was off. Very well.
Up, Ms. Bev.
Bye. Yes,
all
I'm
right.
Here.
So, J2.
Yes, ma'am.
You know,
what is good, ma'am?
Newsweek voted the president of Ukraine the person of the year.
You know what? He deserved it.
He did.
He deserved it. He decided to stay with his people. He decided to stay there with Ukrainians. And it's like, you know what? We going to defend our land. I ain't going nowhere.
Right, because they had offered him. They were going to fly him out of there. He was like, no, I don't need a ride. I need fuel for my people.
Yeah. I need to be right here.
Okay.
You know what? He deserved it. Great honor.
I don't know how to pronounce his name, so I'm going to say big up to the Ukrainian president for sticking with his people.
Yeah, that's what
you're
supposed
to
do.
That's what's up, bro. That is what's up.
That's what's up. We need all of that.
Right? I mean, a big state for coming through and doing what they do. Don't underestimate,
right.
Don't underestimate the little guy. So I'm going to check
the Russell didn't expect that.
Say it again.
The Russell didn't expect that. I thought was going to swoop in, swoop out. Nah. The fight of the Ukrainian people. Man, I have to big up y'all, man. Ukraine, we're on your side, bro. We're on your side, Ukraine.
Well, you know, they have a new Netflix series coming out. You know, with Harry and Meghan, whatever their name is. The Royals.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that. Yeah, with the crown princes and stuff.
So it's going to be a tell. They put like 3 episodes out.
They ought to put 3 episodes out?
They just did yesterday.
Or was that on Hulu?
Was it yesterday?
It's on Hulu.
And they did the first 3
right.
episodes. Yes. Yesterday.
Oh, okay. I saw that today. I saw that. Okay. They've been talking about all
that looks like it's going to be really, really good.
Oh, so, yeah, that's what that
is. Now, you know,
like
royal chicken
let it go
and they
go out.
And you know what I find funny? It so happens that their tell-all documentary or whatever is coming out, and then all of a sudden his brother and his wife, Agatha Christie, flew over here. So they're over here
Oh,
now.
Really?
Yeah, they're over here.
Okay.
They are over here.
Okay.
So that's just, you know, I just wanted to say that real quick. Let me check back and see if Ms. Beth, her audio is better.
Well, hopefully she get it together. But we had a great, oh, man.
I know.
Come on now.
Are you realizing this is what I did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Sure it is.
I know. That's fast.
I sure
did.
Uh-oh.
Man.
Okay, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm slow and slightly levitated. Is that okay? It's holiday time.
No, that's all right.
Shoot, it's holiday time. I'm not gonna start playing holiday music just yet because I don't want you
okay,
to get sick of it.
Okay, so it's not that season yet. Okay, I have a question.
Well, it is
that
season. It's but you know, it's we're drowned by Christmas music. We're in stores. Christmas stuff has been out since October. You know.
Right. They skipped over Thanksgiving and went straight to Christmas.
Say it again.
They skipped over Thanksgiving and went straight to Christmas.
Pretty much. But
I promise you, I
didn't
see
that
more like a big turkey thing. They went straight through Christmas stuff.
And then,
I'm talking about an
all four. Or was it somebody that they said they saw Valentine's stuff out or St. Patrick's stuff? I'm like, what? Y'all ready? Easter,
you know what? I think it's a conspiracy theory. Because they know what Thanksgiving really is about. Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving. Oh, you know what? I'm going to let y'all marinate on that.
Preach. All right.
I'm going to let y'all marinate on that.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I'm just trying to fit everything in today. So if I seem like I'm rushing you, I'm so sorry.
No problem.
And I sound like I'm rushing in? Or do
no,
I sound like
no,
I'm
no, I roll
talking
with the
to
let's rock and roll. You know,
teams.
I'm rope-a-dope. Rope-a-dope. Not like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
I was kissing two G's.
Look, you know what? I'm not going to play with you.
Today's podcast is brought to you by iCandy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. iCandy Hair Studio. That's Destiny Shaw. Heart and Soul Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony. 1702 Dodge. What's up, Lady Barber? I see you out there.
This your boy, B Original, representing that Dallas, Texas. And you are listening to That's What's Up with J2 and my homegirl, Big Mouth, on Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this your boy, Juice.
sound like representing. You listen to That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio, Big Mouth, and J2, and it's a sound like thing all the way from Dallas to the Bay. Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all.
That was up.
Faz was up. You know, while we were just playing with stuff and
trying
to squeeze in things and, you know. So,
okay.
We don't have much time left. And okay, I wanted to pull Miss Faz back in, but we really don't have that much time to pull in the caller back in. So, Miss Bev, I hope you can hear me, and we're sorry we didn't pull you back in. Yeah, we didn't realize how much time we had used up. When I looked, and J2 said the same thing, and we realized at the same time.
It just flew by.
Yeah, it just flew by. It really did.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so J2, I'm thinking I might squeeze one more in, and then you can give your affirmation for the day.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
So I'm
That's
trying
right.
to think. I don't know if I did this. I don't know. You know I get retarded. Oh, sorry, Lord. I didn't mean to say, you know, retarded.
You and I were talking, fast, girl.
Okay, so here we go.
Born with the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowledge and the rhythm. This is what I'm using to come up with a style, so I'll interact altogether better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning, and I fall into the state of matter what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor, the into the RE suckers ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Creative, so I'll never be regarded as a regular, more than just a little bit better than my competitor. You should never underestimate the fashion. I hope for the same, whether I'm cooling or thrashing. Cracking the concoction created by me. When read, you read C equals a D-O to the C. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born. Now her equals an artist I won't be worn. What is that, Dre?
Formula.
Understand, but those who want to comprehend will again be in the mix of the brother, unlike another in any way, cause Trey don't play, say what the others say, originality is a must, whenever I bust, the funky composition is crushed, and I trust that you know it when you hear a funky record with potential, be getting hyped with Trey rocking the instrumental, nothing like what you've heard before, and more, never let's see, I don't best, I mean, I'm like fresh, if not the freshest, when I'm expressing my thoughts on, Friday you can help but listen up and get caught on, because I cook when I pick up a pen and begin in the end. It's dope, that's cause I wanna win. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born to her equals a duck. What is it, Dre?
Yo, man, that's the formula.
I can like imagine making each record that I do better than the last one. Take a little time, choose the topic and drop it, release it to science. I'm making dope beats with rhythmic American poetry. Shift at the stations, now many people know of me. I'm the D into the O and the O into the C and the C into the period. Suckers are fearing this when under dope style calculated by the great. Waiting to just a second to get caught up in my record. Knew it, not a kid to be born. If something's getting torn up, then I'm doing the tearing, not being torn. Shaping up to be one of the top vocalists, lyricists, and when you hear it, this shit and choke on this. Knowledge and the talent makes it valid for me to get it patent. Trick, tell them what I'm rapping.
The formula.
Hey, yo, check this out. This is your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. It's your girl, Big Mouth.
Man, that DLC record, man. Come on, man. Big ups to DLC, man.
Okay, to the DOC. I miss Doc. I miss
That's
him.
What's up. You know what we talking about. These
period
OP and CP and Dallas Oak Cliff, okay?
Say it again.
Dallas Oak Cliff. DOC, Doc.
He's always been very nice to me, very cordial to me. We always would run into each other in the weirdest places, and he just, excuse me, y'all, I'm losing my voice. So I'm telling you, I'm just in love with my mic.
You love it. Is that 2 G's? Are you visualizing 2 G's?
Oh, I'm visualizing 2 G's. On that note, J2, would you like to give a positive affirmation to tonight?
As you know, I do. We're going to call this one, live your life. You know what I'm saying? Live your dream. Do what you love. You know, cherish every moment that you got and be brave about it, man. Sometimes you got to take risks like we're doing. We don't know where it's going to go, but, you know, create your own happiness. Don't let nobody tell you what your happiness is. And just keep your mind and heart open so you can be able to make a difference and be fearless, man. Go after your goals, because tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day to make a change. Today is the day to make a change.
Okay,
the only thing
like
it takes is a step.
Not today, but not tomorrow, whatever that was. I don't know.
Today, not tomorrow.
Okay, not tomorrow.
You know, I love that commercial. It's today.
It's hard.
It's
I'm
not tomorrow. Tomorrow's
it's
not
hard.
Promised to us.
No, it is not.
It is not.
And I want to send a shout out really fast to Papa Bop Restaurant here in Evanston at 1047 Chicago Avenue. I had lunch dinner with them last week, and it's delicious. I mean, delicious. It's Korean and hibachi style food. So I had some miso soup.
Okay.
Am I saying that right? Whatever it is, it was delicious. So I just want to give them a shout out. I can't say it right. Miso, you know what I'm saying. Well, it was good.
Okay.
So shout out to Papa Bot in Evanston, 1047 Chicago Avenue, Evanston, Illinois. Sorry to Miss Bev. I didn't get a chance to pull you back in. You know we love you.
We're going
to
talk to you next week.
Almost definitely.
Most definitely.
So, well, J2, I have enjoyed chatting with you and making love to my mic at the same time.
Okay,
visualizing 2 G's.
We're going to call your mic 2 G's now.
Oh, boy. My mic sounds nice. Check one. And, well, we got a little bit for the actual Christmas time. So, starting next week, I may put some Christmas music in there.
And then, you know what? Hey, what y'all think is a good Christmas present for all the adults and the kids? Chime in, send some text and say, what's up? What kind of Christmas gifts are you giving this year?
I'm just talking shit. Sorry, y'all.
No,
I'm thinking about food, so I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to eat. I think I'm going to
what kind of food y'all cooking?
I'm cooking steak tonight.
Oh, okay. You cooking some steak tonight?
Yeah, I did some other pork chops the other day. Rice and gravy.
Okay, you're doing it big.
Yep, and some broccoli. Tonight it'll be steak and mashed potatoes, and I may do corn and broccoli, or I just may do corn and mashed potatoes with it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. You got options.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to my nephew-in-law. Thank you, thank you, nephew. Thank
or somebody you. Somebody calling from him? Somebody
no,
chimed in?
I'm thanking my nephew-in-law for his gift that he gave me the other day. It's
oh,
so
okay.
Nice. So thank you, nephew. I love you.
Okay.
Oh, so J2, I guess it's winding down. You just stay safe out there in population. You and everybody else, y'all stay, because people are so crazy
nowadays. Yeah, we ain't went on vacation or nothing. You know, just stay safe. Stay out of vacation.
And I guess you and I will be back together next week. You got to work anytime soon?
Oh, yeah, man. We got a lot of stuff going on, man. It's that season, man. It's the reason for the season.
But
I might
saying,
dress up like Santa Claus and have kids out. Oh, Kenny Black Santa Claus.
No. Tell what's his name to dress up the baby. Tell Carlos to dress the baby up.
Come out. Oh, what's the word of that? The villain Santa Claus. Come out.
Oh, Lord.
What you
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. That's my favorite song.
You
is.
Know I love that song that you played, too.
What,
that Rick
Santa
James
Claus?
And Busta Rhymes. You know Busta Rhymes and Rick James, one of my two favorite artists.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sitting here trying to find Well... All right, y'all. You know I'm lollygagging. I'm shooting for time right now. That's really what I'm doing.
Okay. Make it work.
All right, y'all. Let me quit playing around. So,
like
the farmer
everybody.
Said to the potato, I guess I'm plant you now.
Do-do-do-do-do.